Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In September 2005, the Guttmacher Institute, founded as a special research affiliate of Planned Parenthood, issued a new study about why women get abortions. The last time such a study was conducted was 1987. The research for the study was conducted in 2004. Yesterday, we began discussing the study, which is still wholly relevant to our battle against abortion. I would like to thank Dr. Randall O'Bannon, National Right to Life's Director of Education and Research, for his analysis of the study. His analysis on the study's findings are enlightening and provide a tremendous amount of information that can help us in our work to help mothers and their unborn children. Yesterday, I pointed out one of the study's patterns was that when women cited two reasons for having an abortion, the second reason was very frequently the inability to afford the child. In fact, one of the most common pairings of reasons found in the study was the woman felt that they had completed childbearing and that they felt they could not afford the child they were aborting. A closer look at these responses suggests they may be part of a larger, troubling social trend. Implicit in this determination is some sort of idea about the economic or social effects of additional children and possibly some thought regarding appropriate or ideal family size. The assumption, stated or not, is that for a given amount of financial or personal resources, time, emotional energy, etc., only a certain number of children can be adequately cared for. It is not that these women do not see motherhood as an important responsibility, they wouldn't agonize over their obligations if they didn't, but that they see its demands as unreachable, at least in regards to any additional child, or at the mercy of external factors beyond their control. Perhaps the biggest help would be a renewal of a mother's confidence in her natural ability to cope with, adapt to, and manage her situation. That confidence will further enable her to ignore the social and material expectations imposed on her by the larger culture, and discover that she can make do and do quite well with much less than she might have thought, as generations before her did. The number of women who see additional children or the completion of their childbearing as the most significant reasons for having abortions is greater today than it was in the survey done in 1987. This may be because of the way the reasons were categorized and reported, but in 1987, only 8% of women reported that their main reason for having an abortion was because they had completed their childbearing or they had other people dependent on them. This increase is significant and bears out the trends we are seeing in childbearing overall and those who claim that overpopulation is a great concern. Those who preach overpopulation and population control use the same reasoning the women in the study are susceptible to in rationalizing their abortions. Population control advocates often cite a lack of resources or the demand of resources as one of the main reasons for advocating a decrease in the birth rate. Unfortunately, many of the women in this study feel that on a personal level, they do not have the resources, either personal or financial, to meet the needs of any additional children they may have. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at what role the fathers of the children who are aborted play in the decisions these women make. If you would like more information, including resource links for this series of episodes on the Guttmacher Institute study, visit www.prolifeperspective.com. And please join me again tomorrow as we continue our discussion of the Guttmacher study.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.